you, Father. Barabala bundre de rababa baporias. Zetetene la barakapapa de padina sabaradis. Stay your spirit. Thank you, Father. Listen. Listen. For some of you, your impartation will begin even before I share the word of God. Because you came here with hunger and with expectation. The strength of your hunger will provoke an encounter even before the word of God proceeds. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. There's already a resonance in the spirit. There's a resonance. There's a resonance because of the hunger you came with. And the Bible said the hand of God was stretched upon Elijah. And he outran the chariots of Ahab, even unto Jezreel. For everyone that came with a hunger tonight, I stretch my hands in your direction. Right now, precious Holy Spirit, because of their hunger, let the first investment of impartation begin. The first investment of impartation. Holy Spirit, touch them. First investment for their hunger. Sada Branda Sose Fredege Paletus. Peradina Tabala Tragavalia Subrata. Parana. Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Cover us with your wings. Blow like a mighty wind. Spirit of victory. Cover us with your wings. Listen. I see a number in the spirit, the number 7 in the spirit. Listen. There are 7 of you here that the oil of intercession will come upon you now. Because God is raising territorial gatekeepers. Territorial gatekeepers. I don't want you to be emotional. Shut the sound. Territorial gatekeepers. There's an oil coming upon prophetic intercessors for the work of keeping the territory. Father, in the name of Jesus, feed them by your spirit. Territorial gatekeepers. 1, Holy Spirit. 2, Holy Spirit. 3, find them by your spirit. Territorial gatekeepers. Help the brother. I don't want people injured. Territorial gatekeepers. The oil comes upon you. The oil. Listen. It's your result that will tell you there's a change. Your results. You will go back and discover that your intercessory capacity will be enlarged beyond measure. Thank you, Father. The energy of God comes upon you strong. When you are there.
When you are done, 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 when you are done. When you are there, 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 when you are there.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise tonight. We give you all the glory. Take all the honor, Father. Take all the honor. Take all the honor. In Jesus' name. Some people are just, you are receiving a fresh wine. You are receiving a fresh wine. Some of you are being drunk in the spirit right now. You are receiving a fresh wine. Fresh wine. You are being served fresh wine by the spirit. Most of you will go home tonight, you will not be able to sleep. All through the night you will find yourself tonguing. You are welcome to the corridor of priesthood. Men that keep the heritage of God. Men that defend the borders of the kingdom. Redetene. Most of you are making contact with fire. Fire. Fire is being sprinkled upon you. Coals of fire. You find your hand burning, your tongue burning. Things happening around your body. Encounters of the spirit. Encounters of the spirit. Like the rain. Let your glory fall like fire, like the rain that it falls. Like fire, like the rain. Let your glory fall like fire, like the rain that it falls.
Let it down.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you can, you may take your seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your lives will never remain the same again. Never. Thank you, Father. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Most of you don't know what's happening to you. Angelic operations are going on. Angelic operations. Some of you are receiving empowerment beyond everything you ever have faith for. Angelic operations. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. In the precious name of Jesus. If you can, please be seated. You are seated, some of you will find yourself crying. You just find yourself crying. Now, it's not an emotional thing. You just find yourself crying. God is breaking upon your life. And I'm not talking about ladies. You find young men crying now, helplessly. It's an operation of the spirit. Crying, crying like helplessness. God is breaking upon you. Bringing you into dimensions in the spirit. Channels opening up on your inside. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Reverend Tubu is a priest and a king, so in a meeting like this, the heavens will break upon the earth. I'll just be sharing with us. I'll do proper Bible study tomorrow morning. Thank you so much. God bless you. Give me some. Give me floating sound. I'll do a proper Bible study tomorrow morning. And tomorrow evening will be a power service. This is not another conference where you just come to meet people. This will be a ground of eternal transformation for most of you. You will leave the conference, you will have series of encounters. Series of encounters. It's possible for a broken and a beggarly person to become a kingdom veteran if you are exposed to the right atmosphere. And that's one thing this conference will be doing for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have just 35 minutes. Okay, about 50 minutes tonight. I will tell you some of the things that are happening in the spirit and the disposition that we should sustain in order to be relevant in the agenda of God. God happened to be an eternal spirit and a monarch in every right. The first thing wisdom will do for every believer is an understanding of the necessity that is placed upon him by the divine agenda of God for his or her generation. And on the strength of that realization, you wake up to the responsibility of meeting it. Because if you fail, there are 1,001 people that can replace you and do a better job. And just in case there is nobody found in that generation, it will not affect the heavenlies. So every time we participate in an eternal agenda, we are the first people that will benefit from it. This is why we always bring a wake-up call to the body of believers, so that the sleeping lions can come alive. Most of us are so graced of God that we don't need any impartation to become everything God wants us to be. There are many characters like that in scriptures. Never prophesied over, never imparted. The encounters they have with God is enough to carry them through life. But what the devil can do to you is that he can help you deploy your energy in the wrong direction, like Saul of Tarsus. Or he will make you slip away your destiny. This is why a wake-up call sometimes is more important than even an impartation. Because no matter how much impartation you give to a dead man, he has no value until he wakes up. In this conference, God will be helping us to realize the urgency of now. Because if we don't realize the urgency of now, we may be carried away by our charismas, our giftings, and we will think it's about us. We will not realize we are being conscripted into an eternal agenda. From eternity past into eternity future. You may find yourself doing something in the kingdom, and then you will think it's about you. Even though you have the new breed, you will go back to clothe yourself with the old wineskin. This is why we need to wake up. Because there is so much going on in the spiritual realm. Many are not aware. Because we draw our inspiration from the sunlight. You can be in the house of God, but you will be, your illumination will be from the sunlight. Those in the outer court. So all of us feed on information from Facebook, from Instagram, but we are not aware of the breaking news coming from heaven. When you become a priest, you journey into the inner court, and then you begin to receive illumination from the menorah. That's when your set of priorities will become different. Your lifestyle will become different. Your awareness will become different. And then you are ready for the assignment of the master. We can be religious, praying and running about. And as preachers, we can even be pressured to follow that path. So we come to church, it's all about the activities. And we are not aware of what's going on in the heavens. So we will build systems around our ego. We will build institutions around our appetites. We will form teams, quadrants, around our ambitions. But we will not be fulfilling eternal agenda. A wake-up call is too necessary at this time. This is why we travel from coast to coast, to bring the body of believers into an awareness of what is happening. I'm happy that the set man over this house is a priest and a king. So he's not only aware of what's happening in the heavens, he's raising a people that will take up the responsibility of trapping those dimensions in the earth realm with the requisite authority of stewarding the counsel of God until the mandate of heaven become the visible expression of the earth realm. In the wake of the year, the Lord began to speak to me. And the Lord revealed to me three strategies that the devil would use from this decade
I was excited when I heard many fathers beginning to talk in that light. And then I knew that at least for the first quarter of this year, we must sound this alarm on the holy mountains of God, so that the inhabitants of the mountains of God will come alive to the urgency of the now. The devil is coming with a strategy to erode and to delete the worship and memory of God. And you will be surprised to know that believers will be active participants of the agenda of Hades, unless the right discernment is sustained. If we don't have the right discernment, we can be on the pulpit and advance the agenda of the devil. If we don't have the right discernment, we can bear the seal of God and yet advance the agenda of the devil. Tonight is not an emotional service. Tonight, I want to bring you into a consciousness. The first strategy of the devil is what we call encroachment. Listen carefully. You will see these things happening, and it will continue on a high scale unless we wake up to priesthood responsibilities. If you have studied 2 Kings chapter 6 and chapter 7, you will see a pictorial expression of the encroachment strategy. It is the devil besieging a system until that system reduces, until it spirals into oblivion. It's a besiegement initiative through terrorism, through fear. Listen, you can be rich, you can be full of resources, but if you are besieged, you will feed on what you have and remain with it until it is exhausted, and you will remain where you are and die. So fear and terrorism will engulf the body of Christ until initiatives of advancement and evangelism, extending the frontiers of the kingdom, will be lost. So you will find us replicating our effort over and over in certain locations. Nobody will have the boldness, the assurance, and the comfort of the Spirit to take the gospel to territories where it is needed. So even in our little Nigeria, you will notice that there will be no new works in places like Maiduguri, Gombe, and gradually it will extend until those of us that are in the middle belt in the west and think we are apart from it, we will wake up and it will encroach until it comes to our borders, and gradually it will become a part of us and it will submerge everything we do until a generation arises. When we speak in militant order, we are not trying to trigger rebellion. We are letting the people know that the church has journeyed from Eden into a battlefield. Fellowship alone is not enough. Warfare is the next initiative. And until a generation rises that can challenge the status quo and push back the tides of darkness, our Christianity will reduce to religion. You can speak in tongues in church, impress everybody, speak Rema, but you will remain where you are. Nobody will have the boldness, the initiative, and the vision to advance the kingdom to the angle where the devil is coming from. And the devil will keep moving at a high speed. We will build cathedrals, systems, but we will be in the same location until we are encroached on every side. And the new generation will take that initiative, and it will become about fellowship, new systems, new fellowships, new names, everything coming up. But we will gather around ourselves and we will be in one location, impressing ourselves, yet not much is happening. We can come to church, 200 people fall under the power. We say the power of God is great, but we will remain where we are. having experiences upon experiences, and we have one experience this week, we will spit it out. Have the same experience next month, we will quench. Have the same experience in another month, and we will keep blessing ourselves until we wake up one day and discover that the enemy is surrounding us. Encroachment. The only way to tackle it is for the emergence of visionary manpower. Men that are clothed and baptized with the spirit of martyrdom, who can take the battle to the enemy at the gate. Such species of Christians are lacking. The reason is because our discernment is weak. Our doctrine is about self-preservation, and our ways are not consistent with the visions of heaven. The four lepers said, if we perish, we perish. Why sit we here until we die? 2 Kings 7 verse 3. That's when prophetic powers begin to work. The prophet will prophesy, but if there is no visionary manpower to take the gospel to the enemy at the gate, our prophecies will remain in the church. By this time tomorrow, you can hear such prophecy, but until men knock at the gates of the enemy, the prophecy will not come to pass. It's as if the four lepers said, why sit we here until we die? The moment they began to advance, the angels began to blow the shofar. Their steps became like the noise of chariots. So the intelligence, the prophetic intelligence, was to raise a strategy of God to scare the enemy away. If we don't have people that are baptized with the spirit of martyrdom, if all we do is this Christianity of self, then we will go nowhere. We have spiritualized self so much that it deceives us and we are not aware. Fasting for 40 days, you want an anointing so that you can return to the same church and let the same people know that you are different. You want to fast for 40 days to receive a gift so that you return to the same fellowship and call names so that they will say you are a special man. You are well deceived and you are not aware. All our motivation is to impress ourselves. All the move of power is in our gathering. All our word of knowledge is in our gathering. All the manifestation of the spirit is in our gathering. We are not aware of the besiegement strategy. How many people carry the power of God to the enemies at the gate? When we think we are growing, we are deceived. We want to talk about matching orders. I'm showing you things that will trigger your motivation. I'm showing you things that will enrich your intercessory power. I'm showing you things that will enlarge the borders of your vision. It's not about your fellowship. It's about colonization. It's about taking over territories. It's about pushing back the tides of darkness. If word of knowledge reduces to calling names and phone numbers and bank account numbers, and we don't receive strategy on how to advance the kingdom to territories and lands that have been taken over by the devil, then we are playing. We are jokers. We don't even know the relevance, the use of the gifts that we have. When was the last time you heard of a crusade initiative heading towards the north? Whereas the devil is coming so fast. I speak to you as a man that is seeing proofs on ground. I was not just told in the spirit. Half of my cording has been bought over by the sons of the bondwoman. And it keeps coming. If it continues like this, before you know it, you will discover that the West has been overrun. Deceitment. A generation must rise, baptized with the spirit of martyrdom. A people that can say, like Esther, if I perish, I perish. I'm not waiting for the king to call me. I'm going to the king because there's a stake. A generation like Paul that will say, for me to live is to your advantage, to die is to be with the Lord. That's the spirit of martyrdom. Those are the men that can confront the enemy at the gate. If all we are looking for is to start another fellowship,
where we seat 1,000 people and we stroll into the hall with people carrying our iPads. We are joking. If all we are thinking about is to come up with new rhema to wow the body of Christ, we are joking. Your utterance must be heavy enough to challenge an Islamic scholar. He hears you, he doesn't even understand, but the energy of life communicated brings him an encounter. The same way the ripple effect of their terror is coming to our borders, the same way they are migrating, traveling over 85,000 kilometers from Saudi Arabia to Europe. You say it's displacement. They are not smart. It's time for the church to begin to train martyrs. Men that have a vision to take over Afghanistan. Men that have a vision to win over all the regions where the energy is coming from. We are not doing so much until we have the clue, the context of our vision. Infiltration, besiegement. It's an encroachment strategy. And everything we teach and know will be a waste until we raise men that can advance the frontiers of the kingdom. Second strategy is infiltration. First strategy encroaches you and weakens your ability until you are all about yourself and spiral into oblivion. Second strategy is infiltration. Infiltration. Through sin, iniquity has become an order of the day. Sin is now a lifestyle. Men have become audacious about sin. The media, every angle is sponsored to bring a new culture, and what we don't know is that it weakens our internal energy. Why encroachment circles around us and bring us into nothingness? Infiltration penetrates us through things that we think is normal until we realize that 50,000 believers gather, but only 100 can pray in tongues for 2 hours. Until we come to a fellowship and we can teach from morning to evening, but we cannot pray for 3 hours. What is happening is that we are strengthening areas that our appetite can relate with, but we don't have capacity on the inside to facilitate kingdom agenda. This is why you can worship, dance for hours, but there's no internal energy. You know why? You have accommodated sin. In a polished way, in a rebranded way, in a Western-oriented fashion, but you have accommodated it. What some of us are not aware is that the simple lifestyle we imported, that have become our way of life, have weakened our internal energy. This is why we cannot rise to carry our spiritual assignment. Meanwhile, the weight of our calling are at different energy levels in the spirit. If we cannot ascend, we can't touch it. You dress half naked to lecture. You say it's fashion. What you don't know is that you are being infiltrated. You are breaking out from relationships you think is normal. You are being infiltrated. The devil brings distraction. You sit on Facebook from morning to night. You are being infiltrated. What you don't know is that the culture of the kingdom, which is the culture of prayer and the word, breaking of bread and fellowship, has been replaced. So if you look at your life and the culture of your life is not prayer, the word, fellowship and breaking of bread, you are already highly infiltrated. What you may not know, you may not be fornicating, but you are not part of the army. You are not part of it. You don't have the internal energy. If you think I'm joking, try to pray in tongues for 6 hours. You will discover where you are. Infiltration. The devil will sponsor it, and it is coming right into our fellowships. That is why men can no longer rise in the spirit. The way to challenge infiltration is by raising men on fire. Because when the fire comes, it purges. The same way, doctrinal explanation exegesis is important. That's the same way fire is important. You are not a preacher in the last day until you are a flame of fire. He maketh his angels spirits, but his ministers a flame of fire. Why? Because the love of many shall wax cold. Do they love the Lord? Yes, but they are cold. The strategy of infiltration is to make you become lukewarm. When you are lukewarm, the devil doesn't need to fight you. God himself will reject you. Because you are neither hot nor cold. I will spit you out of my mouth. That's why you come to fellowship, you are not useful. That's why you heard an angel tell you when you were 7 years old that you are a prophet, but now you are 25. You have not seen the dimension. God can't use you. You are infiltrated. You have become lukewarm in the body of Christ. And if the devil succeeds in making you lukewarm, we will have an army of weaklings. We will have an army that is rejected of God. We will talk rhema, but will not be accepted. We will talk rhema, but will not be qualified. Fire is the key. If we want to reawaken the church, then the ministers must become carriers of fire. Let me tell you, the people God will announce in this last day are not intelligent preachers. You can be a king in doctrine, nobody will know you. Because the problem is not knowledge. The problem is a lack of fire. A lack of fire. A lack of fire. So don't jump into ministry. Go back and be set on fire. That's when the job description comes. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. The devil knows that God will never walk with a lukewarm generation. So you are not fornicating, but you are dead in the spirit. This is why you cannot be used. This is why the devil will spend billions to advance the ICT world. He will spend billions, carry from 1G to 2G to 3G to 4G, and it's going to 5G. So that as you click, even before you drink water, you want to see the next thing. And before you click, the picture is open. Infiltration. Examine yourself again and see. If you don't have the culture of prayer, the culture of the word, the culture of fellowship, let me tell you, you can receive impartation from 10 prophets, you are useless. You know why? God himself will spit you from his mouth. The time of coming for meetings and point at prophets are over. It is your fire that will pick you out. The first thing to correct infiltration is fire. The second thing is corrective doctrine. Men must rise to challenge sin and to call it what it is. You can call it judgment. You can call it whatever it is. But any message you hear now that doesn't trigger your heart and cut you in the heart, it's not a message. It's better you go to a school of theology and get a certificate, come home and rest. You are not listening to anything that will help you. He said, as Peter spake, they were caught in their heart. Instantly they woke up. Men and brethren, what shall we do? When you hear the gospel of the last day, the question is, what shall I do? What shall I do? That's the first thing that proceeds from your mouth when you hear the gospel of the last day. Because the gospel of the last day is a strategy of recruitment. Raising an army that will advance and ultimately become the overcomers. When Jesus spoke to Paul from heaven, Lord, Lord, what will you have me do? That's when the gospel of the last day was ushered. Any gospel you hear now that doesn't bring you to a point of responsibility, it's a story. Infiltration. And the last strategy of the devil is suffocation. Using every authority that be to kill our confidence, to intimidate us, so we can be on fire but we can't talk. We can be on fire but we can't walk, because there are policies from government, there are laws from government that will shut the voices of men.
What the Lord wants to invoke to choke it is to borrow from influence. This is why you will never speak against the fathers. Let me tell you, without influence, we will be on fire, but we'll be chained. When Bishop David Oedeko speak, the government can't cough. It's not because he's anointed, he has influence. So if a younger generation is turned against the fathers, then we have killed ourselves, because we give room for suffocation to continue. What we challenge suffocation is the game of influence. Men of influence, institutions of influence must rise to the defense of the voices that God is raising. When this challenge goes on, it weakens the authorities that be. They may not tell you, but they may go back. So they can start with Ruka, and somebody stands on the altar and say it will never happen. And you think there's their government. But after a while, they will go back and change the name. They still come and say, it will never happen. Only your intercession can handle that. You need men of influence to speak. You need calm to speak. So a younger generation disconnected from the father don't understand the strategy of the now. The first thing that will challenge suffocation is influence. And the second thing that will challenge suffocation is mentoring. If you are in authority now, listen. Remember, it's not about you. Anybody that has the vision, whether he wants to submit to your work or not, mentor him, empower him. We are raising an army. The Lord is raising an army. And I tell you, until the fathers are awakened to this reality, there will be a gap. The moment they depart, that little gap, before the younger generation come into influence, the devil will take advantage and sabotage the body of Christ. So you are on top, bring others up. Not because they want to work for you, but because the kingdom is advanced. Empower genuine callings, empower genuine vision, empower genuine voices, and mentor them into influence, because it's a set time, the last day. This is why it can no longer be a show. It can no longer be a show. Elijah is a sound teacher. He finds a prophet. He is known. It's not about him. He will give the prophet a ground. He will give the prophet a platform. He will give the prophet a voice. The prophet is not submitted to him. It's called the game of mentoring. Reverend Tolu can find you doing your work, and he pushes you and empowers you, because he knows you are genuine. He teaches you how to stand. He mentors you how to become a voice. At the end of the day, corporately, something will be achieved, and then we can challenge darkness. The kind of marching orders that God will give us is not the type that is consistent with the worldwide scheme. Don't bother. I'm laying this foundation because it will inform my teaching when I begin tomorrow morning. Many may not understand where we are coming from. Many may not understand why we are screaming. Some think it's about fame. Some think it's about popularity. Some think it's about the next man happening. As I'm preaching now, if my voice vanishes tomorrow, I tell you the truth, I'm not better off. I'm not trying to survive so that they'll say he didn't last. I don't care. If my ministry ends tomorrow, I've played my part. But I know somebody has caught the fire. It must not be through Oropo Michael. Oropo Michael may speak, but 100,000 people will speak later.
they may never be connected to me in time, but in heaven we are in a quadrant. You may stone Stephen today, a Paul will rise. No connection, but in the spirit is a quadrant. I'm not called to build a system. I don't care. We will say it the way it is. Even if we vanish tomorrow, you can go ahead and talk. But the man that caught the fire is registered in heaven.
The army God we use, all of them we have one badge. Some may be prophets, some may be apostles, some may be priests, some may be kings, but all of them we have one badge. It's called the badge of death. The reason is because if all of us are not first of all killed, we can never align correctly. Every time flesh show up, it will distort the balances of the heavens. Every time flesh show up, it will distort the metrics that God is building. Anybody that will be part of this army will receive embrace death. Listen, this is why Reverend Toluca had a fellowship, and his fellowship with the choice funds that they have, they will use it to sponsor somebody that have no connection. He may not come to the public and bow to him. His kingdom. Only dead men behave like that. Somebody called me from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He said, we are starting something. Give us your messages. We want to hear messages. We need people that talk about priesthood and kingship. I said, well, the last time I checked, the best teacher of priesthood and kingship I know, his name is Tolua Bola. Let me connect you with him. It's not about you. It's not about your name. It's not about influence. It's not about money. But if you don't die, after a while, you will think about the honorarium. You will think about the honors of an evangelist. How you came down and four chiefs were packed. You will think about the play. If we think play, we can't think kingdom. If we think honorarium, we can't think kingdom. So if God wants to do what he wants to do, every time you begin to pray, he begins to kill you. Until God succeeds in killing you in this generation, he can't use you. Be most anointed. You will be in that forest giving word of knowledge. You will describe people's clothes. You will call names of their grandfather. But you will go nowhere. You will raise 10,000 people from clutches, from witches. God will take you nowhere. Because your ambition will become a cancerous growth in the body. This is the pattern of the last day ministry. It is a pattern after the order of death. It was Jesus that mirrored it the best. 30 years on earth. Not many days from now, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. The power of the highest will overshadow you. That thing that will be forming you will be called the Son of the Highest. A being of power. Luke 1:35. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. God. The same was with God in the beginning. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Creator. In him was life. Life. And the life was the light of man. Beam of power. God. Creator. Life. Light. 30 years carpenter. So God, creator, life, power, can be carpenter for 30 years. It's a pattern that God is revealing. An angel may appear to you when you were 7 and say you are an apostle to the nation. You will be a teacher for 30 years until you embrace death. The army of the last day is not a creative army. It's a dead army. Only God wields them. Have you seen a dead man? Even if you clothe him, the clothes is not his own. Give him a car. Put him in a car. The car is not his own. Put him in a coffin. The coffin is not his own. Dead men own nothing. So even the gift on their lives is not theirs. Every time they only seek the will of the Father. God, power, creator, life, but carpenter. He was showing us the pattern of the last day. Remember, after Jesus began to die, all of those dimensions began to unfold. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 15 to 17, he went to the Jordan to be baptized. And then he came to John. And John said, no, you will not defy the law of the spirit realm. He said, suffer it to be so for now. Thus, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. There is a strategy on ground. I have to be the one to die now. I'm showing the world a pattern. And creator was baptized by creation. And when he rose up immediately, heaven thundered and God began to announce it. This is my beloved son. You can be on Twitter and Instagram until heaven thunders, you are a joker. How do you get known? Suffer it to be so for now, but become your slogan. God is raising an army. The army must pass the test of death. And after God announced Jesus, you thought Jesus will jump to the synagogue and say, I'm the Messiah that they are waiting for. Death is in layers. Some of you, what you call death is a joke. I was just telling them the other time. God said, don't go on Facebook. The guy said, God is dealing with you. You are highly alive. Congratulate yourself. Don't go on Facebook, it's a dealing. Maybe it's in the next generation, the next life, if there's anything. Don't go on Facebook, you say, Kai, the dealing of God nowadays is much. Can you believe that for 2 weeks God said I shouldn't go on Facebook? The church needs to pray for you. I was sharing. We say we are ready for the work. We are ready for the work. You think the guy is on fire, it's because he's the one leading prayer. The day you tell him to mop the ground, that day the anointing will go. The anointing is not for prayer. The anointing is for the work of the ministry. And mopping the ground is the work of the ministry. If you can be anointed to preach, you should also be anointed to what? To mop the ground. That's a man who is ready. And that was how the order of the apostolic church in the days of the patriarchs were. So you can pick the man who is a deacon serving bread. His job, he never preached a message. Never preached a message. His job was to what? Solve disputes and serve bread. And he said, Philip went to Samaria. That was when you knew that the same anointing that was serving bread can take a city. Philip went to Samaria. He preached Christ there. That city was filled with joy. He said, when they saw the cripples healed and demons screaming out of people, he said, he gathered to him. And in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, from verse 12, he began to teach them about the kingdom. We carry this doctrine of redemptive reality, and we don't reach redemptive responsibilities. We are joking. The Bible said, after Jesus resurrected, he appeared to them, giving them instruction by the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 1, verse 2. For 40 days, the resurrected Christ was with them. So they were born again. They knew everything they were supposed to have. But Jesus came back from heaven to teach them kingdom. He came back from heaven to teach them kingdom. Because it's an army he wants to raise. Are you not surprised that everybody Jesus discipled ended up in martyr? So Jesus taught people how to die for kingdom. That was the first lecture in the college of Jesus' teaching. The act of dying for the kingdom. Before you become an orator, before you become a prophet, in the last day, you must master how to die. Everybody Jesus raised became a martyr. Everybody, not one. See, tomorrow we don't know how he did. It happened with John. But everyone that we have record, they what? They died. Now we raise disciples to become bishops, to own churches in cities. We are joking.
The moment crisis began, I was in Yola last week. And then a pastor came to the church and said, he was around Meduguri and crisis came. So he now migrated to Yola. Guess what he came to do? He came to submit to that ministry to become a pastor. So the moment crisis came, his vision in Meduguri ended. His calling ended. That's what we are raising. But the Bible will say in Acts chapter 15 verse 26, Paul and Barnabas, these be the men that hazarded their lives for the gospel. Those are ready army for the kingdom. Your degree of death is what determines your rank in the kingdom, not your anointing. When you begin to go far in God, you will realize that territorial matters. They respond to priesthood, not to gifts. When you travel far, you will realize that territorial matters have nothing to do with your gift. They have everything to do with the backing of heaven in your life. The same Jesus will come out of the Jordan, and the Bible says he was led to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And Jesus will die to the lust of the flesh. The first thing he died from the vain glory of life. I am an apostle. I am a prophet. They don't even give the preachers word of knowledge. When the man is ministering, the preachers don't expect to be giving word. No, you can't. How can you be giving me word of knowledge? Are you okay? Word of knowledge is meant for the brethren. That's our mentality. If God venture tell somebody to come and invite you, or if God even tell you to go to somebody to invite you, you will check first. When was he ordained? That was the first mentality Jesus died to. John was creator. Creation. John said, I'm not qualified to untie the latchet of your sandal. Jesus said, suffer it to be so for now. He died to that puffness of mind. Come on Facebook, you have one revelation and you condemn everybody that have been in ministry for 50 years. Don't worry, keep your revelation and do ministry for 10 years first. Our minds are puffed up. We must die to it, and then we must die to lust. The devil tried him on the three rankings of lust: flesh, eyes, pride of life. Not one. And that was when God now gave him territorial presence. Remember, the Bible said in Luke chapter 2 verse 40, the child Jesus grew in grace, in favor, and in stature before God and before man. So Jesus was not lacking in grace. At the age of 12, he had enough grace, as much as he needed. But he had no territorial authority. Territorial authority came when he died to lust. Death is the badge of the warriors of the last day. Death. If the devil comes to you and still finds something, then there's a level you can't operate. And you may be praying for a gift, you may be praying for a dimension, you may be praying for a territory. God will carry you through the path of death. Paul, who was the expositor of grace, in 2 Corinthians 1:8, he said when they were going to Rome, they had a shipwreck. They despaired even unto death. Paul said, I will not have you ignorant. So he came, he taught the people, there is a place beyond revelation, there's a place beyond Rhema. I will not have you ignorant. I will not. I need to teach you these things. You need to know it. The sentence of death. He said, that was when I learned trust for the first time. I learned how to put my trust in God to continually save me. At first, trust was a teaching. Now, trust is a life. Because you travel through death. There are many things in God you will never know until you journey through death. So when God wants to kick you up, he will kick you up with a badge of death. That angle of your life, you have resisted the Holy Ghost for 6 months. That's the key of your next level. No impartation will unlock it. Only your obedience will unlock it. Jesus knew better. Global presence
ministerial stature came, the Greeks came seeking him out.
When you should wake up and say, okay, Father, is this the time you'll be talking about? Now I can see it. That's when you go and look for your collar. You know, collar is good for ministerial. Except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies. The direction of growth in the kingdom is the direction of death. I told them in Uyo, I said, death or the grave is not a pit. I said, the grave is the seed of trust and the womb of absolute submission. That's why only dead men are put there. Everything can open, but you will seek the will of the Father. That's an army. That's a warrior. You are not strong by physical strength. You are strong by obedience. Except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and die. These things were not taught. They were not doctrine per se, but they were patterns revealed in the life of Jesus. Every time he shifted the kingdom to another level, he died. Every time he shifted the kingdom, he died. From Jordan, he began to preach the kingdom. He entered territorial level, brought the gospel to the poor, he died. Now he's about going to the cross, dead. What if Jesus decided to go with the Greeks? Maybe the cross would have been promoted for another 20 years, postponed for another 20 years. And then when time came to consummate the kingdom in Gethsemane, he still went and died, this time to his will. It's possible to want to take the glory at all times, but God will not lower his hand in matters of death. That's the only place where you will pray and God will give you a deaf ear. Because if you don't die, you are not used in this kingdom. It will be summarized later in Hebrews that for the glory that was set before him, he despised the shame. He learned obedience through the things he suffered. That's a kingdom functionary. Tonight I came to prepare your heart for what you'll be facing. Everything we teach in the course of this conference is to equip men that are willing to go through the process. Is to equip men that are willing for their lives to become the altar of God. Is to equip men that are willing to let go of everything that God will demand. If there is still something you can hold on to, then you are not yet ready. He said, if you lay your hand on the plow and turn back, you are not fit for the master's job. It's possible for you not to be fit, even though you are called. The only insurance in this kingdom is the badge of death. That's the only insurance. Every man that was able to shift the kingdom to territorial level, national level or global level, if he tells you the truth, he will show you his scars. Not one of them entered by anointing alone. Not one of them entered. I heard John Suleiman said he knows his friends that are many times more prophetic than him. So it's not word of knowledge that makes you a global brand. It's death that makes you a global brand. I know men that had no gift per se, but they shook their world. Billy Graham preached one sermon for 65 years. So it's not Rema that makes a man a global entity. It's death. It was Billy Graham's ministry that his honorarium will be split to every worker. Because he's the one who is known. The guy who is an intercessor, who will so see to him? Who knows him? He practiced the doctrine of absolute equity. It's death that makes the man does that. The guy who is on the keyboard, who knows him? Who will so see to him? So we are all sacrificing. But death will show the level of our justice. Billy Graham didn't take his seed for himself. He splitted it. That's why Billy Graham will not open the eyes of the blind. He will not raise a cripple from the wheelchair. Yet, he will be packing stadia. His last service, 18 stadia were filled. People will go and fill a stadium to hear a man from a screen who is talking about, for God so loved the world. The power of your message is not in the intelligence. The power of the message is in the measure of life communicated, because you died. That's why Paul said, I die daily. I die daily. Because it's possible for our gospel, which is the power of salvation, to be healed to them that are lost. If we want to save them, we must learn to die. He said, for their sakes, John 17:22, I sanctify myself so that they too can be sanctified. It's what happened to you that you can impart. That's why Jesus will show back and said, the words have spoken to you, they have cleansed you. I've paid the price of death. You are not willing to. Holding on to yourself, running to ask for forgiveness because of the secrecy you have nurtured. That's your disqualification. You want to find out your certificate of disqualification? Is everything you hold on to that the Holy Ghost wants to take from your hand? That's your certificate. For some, it's lust. For some, it's appetite. For some, it's pride. For some, it's immorality. For some, it's lying. For some, it's sleep. For some, it's Facebook. Your certificate of disqualification is in your hand. If you want to pass, then give it up. Death is the only trumpet that God can use to reawaken the generation. Many things God will give, but only those who accept the verdict of death can win the scepter of the last day. God told me there are three quadrants of men he's raising. He's raising missionaries. Vibrant men of fire that have accepted the verdict of martyrdom. He will launch them all around the world. He will give them graces that will confound the enemy. He said their tongue will be like the pen of a ready writer. He said their hands will wrought signs and wonders. And he said they will have authority over territories. He said these ones, he will open doors of territories to them so that they can bring the witness of the kingdom. Three things he will give them: a grace, open doors, and territorial authority. The second quadrant he will raise are cave dwellers. He said these ones are men baptized with the spirit of intercession. They may not be known, they may not be celebrated, but something he will give them is intimacy, is encounter. These ones will have encounter with him. They will know him like a friend. They will enter into places in heaven. They will interact with spirit of just men made perfect. He said the world to come will become their habitat. You will see this year men will travel from location to location to go to pray. It's not foolishness, it's a spirit. He said the reason is because there's an energy that they need to generate for the men who are in the field. He said Epaphras, Colossians 4:12, is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, laboring fervently for you in prayers that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Epaphras was more important than all the pastors in Colossae, because the energy, the function will be generated them. God will raise cave dwellers. Some of you will find appetite for prayer. It will be extraordinary. There are many men this year that God will tell them to even resign their job and go to pray. It is the urgency of the now. This is not foolish zeal. This is kingdom advancement strategy. Many. He will bless them with encounters. He will bless them with tenacity in the place of prayer. And he will bless them with men. And the third category of people God will raise, they are sons of consolation. These ones, God will give them wisdom for wealth creation, because they are the ones to sponsor the kingdom. But listen, every one of us must die. Because the guy who is a son of consolation may gain influence in corridors of power. He may have wisdom for wealth creation. Then he will think it's about estates. He doesn't understand that there's a kingdom to be sponsored. He will think it's about private jets. He will think it's about institutions. There's a kingdom to be sponsored. There are missionaries going to Afghanistan. They are his responsibility. And God will tell him. But if he doesn't die, he will not accept it. This is why God will kill every one of us first. There are some that God will give wisdom, heralds of revival. You will see them, you will think they are backsliding, because they will be teaching prosperity. They will be teaching kingdom influence. You will think they are backsliding, they don't have fire. No. They are called to raise the sons of consolation. But even then, if they are not aware, they will think they have sons that are billionaires. And they will go back to the old wineskin. They will think it's about building institutions instead of building men.
They'll think it's about building cathedrals instead of sponsoring men. You will have sons that are billionaires, but the idea is not to make you a billionaire apostle. The idea is for you to advance the kingdom. You will find some, their major emphasis will be prayer, prayer, prayer. You will think, how can people be praying? Is it only prayer we'll be praying? No. The people that are in that quadrant, if they hear that voice, they will know. It is recruiting men in the cave for prayer. It's a strategy. Men in the mission. Men in the cave. And men in the corridors of influence. It's going to be a kingdom triangle for advancing the kingdom. It's an invincible strategy. And everyone who is in alignment now, you are sensing it. Some of you have hunger for missions. It's not because you are developing an ambition to be known. No! If you check yourself, you will know that money is not your motivation. If you check yourself, you will know that fame is not your motivation. You just want to see souls saved. You don't want, just want to see the kingdom move, and you are availing yourself. Then you are part of the missionaries. Some having appetite for prayer. You want to pray and see people pray, and you want to pray more. You are in the quadrant of energy generators. There are many territories that we cannot enter unless we generate energy there. Energy must enter there. The Almajiris will walk around your street. They are not walking because they are shoe shiners. They are enchanters. They are covering the atmosphere with a dark canopy so that kingdom can't advance. The same way intercessors will rise, and they will saturate the atmosphere with the life of God. So you find yourself praying. You may not even have an answer. You may not see a car. You may not see influence. But if you are shown what you are doing in the heavens, then you will remember that the Bible said the prayers of the saints, they ascend to heaven as odors. They are stored up in golden fires. It is from the economy of your prayer that God can open territories. This is why some of you will pray for long. It may look as if you are not seeing answer. You are part of the quadrant. The reason why the apostle is prospering is because you are praying. On earth, you may not have connection. But when you enter heaven, you may see an angel, you want to kneel down to worship him and say, no, I am one of your brothers. What we are doing here is a partnership on earth and in heaven. For this cause, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey! Hey! That man will wake up. It's until we die, we can't discern. The guy who is preaching need to know it's not about fame. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to see your face. Nobody cares about you. It's kingdom we care for. So as God raises you up, herald, herald, herald the movement. Call for your brethren to rise. We are so fleshy now that somebody else is rising. He hears that somebody else is rising, his heart is shaking. Ah! Who told you five of us can do the job? Even 1,000 of us are not enough. You see people blocking the way for others. They have not understood kingdom agenda. Missionaries must rise. And from among you here, God will raise missionary manpower. From among you here, warriors that will take the gospel to the ends of the earth will rise. From among you here, sponsors of the gospel will rise. Millionaires in dollars. But it's not about cars. It's not about estates. It's about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. Intercessors will rise here that we kneel down like camels for days in prayer. Not because you have a prayer point, but because there are missionaries in Afghanistan that need energy. There are missionaries in Mozambique that need energy. So at the end of the day, your family are not the men you know in your lifetime. You may connect to a scepter of a prayer warrior that lived 50 years before you came. You may not understand that what you are doing, you are wearing the garment of a party that has gone to be with the Lord. In his day and time, that was the gate he kept. So you have come. The Bible said in Songs of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 4, it said, the mantle of many warriors. The mantle of many warriors. It is on the ear of the mountains of David. The mantle of many warriors. Some of you will rise up in intercession. And when you pray for a while, then St. Francis of Assisi will come to you and tell you what you are doing. It's from eternal past into eternal future. So some of the men you read about in books, they are your brothers in the spirit. They came ahead of time. You are coming now, and some will come later. Some of you will rise up and discover that Babalola is your brother. He's not your father, because he's a quadrant. He came before you. You are coming now. is the spirit. Elijah is not the father of John the Baptist. Both Elijah and John the Baptist are Elijah. It's a spirit. Both of them are Elijah. One came first, another one came later, another will come again. It's a spirit. Babalola is not your father. You be sure that Babalola is a spirit, and you are carrying out that assignment now. That's when you will know that some of your family members lived 2 million years ago. Some of them are in heaven, and some of your family members now are already in the future, because it's a quadrant. It's a company of warriors. It's a company of overcomers, men that can bear the burdens of the kingdom like the gate of Gaza, and they can carry it to the top of the mountain on their shoulder. There's a mystery going on that is beyond impartation. There's a mystery. Some of you here, sisters, you will realize that you are judges after the order of Deborah. Deborah is not your patriarch. Deborah is your sister in the spirit. You are in a quadrant. You are in a quadrant. The only difference is that she came first. You came now. Another Deborah will come again. It's a technology. It's a mystery of oneness. It's a system of colonization. It's a strategy of dominion. You want to pray in the Holy Ghost? You want to pray in the Holy Ghost? You want to pray in the Holy Ghost? You want to pray? Some of you are hoping to see great men of God. You are hoping to see mighty men of God. You may be shocked. You may be shocked. You may be shocked that the revivalist spirit is upon all of us. One may be an intercessor. One may be a prophet. One may be an apostle. One may be a businessman. All of us are revivalists. You may not be on the pulpit, but we are revivalists. We are all part of an army. We are all part of an army. You will go to heaven and they will tell you the last person that wore the garment of Billy Graham is among us here. But you may not know. You may not know until you die. When you die, you begin to see your brethren. Some of them are in heaven. Some of them are on earth. Some of them are in another nation. They are more connected to you than your bloodline. So do. Baleka bala kapapapa se babata. Belia, 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 belia. Belia, belia, belia. Ora tete tabash. Variana papa la paka paka papa. Barwa watatata. If there's any area of flesh, any area of weakness, present it to the altar. To teach me this thing, I stopped pursuing men. I stopped. I've met the best of men to impart me. I met Randy Clark. He laid hands on me and said, you will walk in the glory there. I met Reverend Chris Wakilo, man. I met Todd White. I met all of them that you can think of. I met Sadhu Savaraj. And God told me something. He said, son, there's a network in the spirit. You will be shocked that some of the men you are chasing, you are part of their quadrant in the spirit. The problem is that you have not died. You may be shocked that you are part of the lineage of Savaraj. He's an Indian, you are in Nigeria, but in the spirit, you carry the same mandate. So instead of you traveling to India, travel in the spirit. You will meet men. You will meet men. You will meet men. I have met men in the spirit. You will meet men. I assure you. I assure you. Some of the men I was chasing, I started meeting them in the spirit. That's why I knew where true impartation is. Pray in the spirit. Everything limiting you, submit it on the altar. Bow, bow, bow. Ow! really tonight, something will fall off. Something will fall off. Something will fall off. Ah, oh, hey, ah, 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 ah,
some of you don't understand what I'm saying. I didn't come to exhort you to stir your emotion. I'm telling you something I've seen. One of the men I admire the most in life is Reverend Chris Oakilome. The first time I traveled to Lagos, that was in 2012 as a youth copper. I reached Lagos, I had only 200 in my pocket. I was willing to trek to find him. As I began to pray, after 2 months of prayer, a hand came to the room, carried me out of time and took me back, and I saw Reverend Chris when he was 17 years old, and God showed me his lifestyle. He said, what he's doing, you can do. You are one in the spirit. What? Is that why I had a hunger to pursue him? So it was deep calling out to deep. I didn't understand. Some of the men you are pursuing, Apostle Aaron Osai, you are pursuing Apostle Joshua Selma, you will be shocked when you find them in the spirit. You will discover you are one tribe. Some of the men you are chasing in time, in the spirit you are the same tribe. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. Some of you, as a seed of every utterance that have come down tonight, because most of you here, you are part of the army that God is raising. I tell you, when it begins, you will know. You may not be aware, you may even be traveling the wrong direction, like Saul of Tarsus, but God will arrest you. Most of you, in the next 1 minute, pray, Father, I'm available, use me. Whoa. I'm available. Only available are you that persons are used of God. Bela. It's your result that proof something has changed. Let your divinations begin. Holy Spirit,
Most of you will start crying uncontrollably. Don't bother. Some of you will feel it. Please, you are close to that sister. Help her. I don't want people injured. Some of you will feel a vibration all around your body. All around your body. I don't want you to get too emotional. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Make it your prayer. Ordinations, ordinations, ordinations. Please don't be distracted. The hand of God is strong upon someone. Help the person to sit down and focus. God wants to put an oil on gifted men. Just stretch your hands in my direction. Most of you will feel that oily sensation in your palm. As I speak now, we'll take the testimonies tomorrow. We don't have the time. You will feel it, and your hands will wrought wonders. Your hands. Father, everyone tonight you are anointing, everyone you are activating, everyone you are anointing, everyone you are activating, right now, Holy Spirit, pour the oil upon them, pour the oil upon them, pour the oil upon them. Warriors. Some of you are warriors. Your palm will be on fire.
You will not sense oil. You will feel fire. As if a coal of fire is being put in your palm. Father, as I speak now, I activate it. I activate it. I activate it. Help that sister on blue so she doesn't injure herself. I activate it. Your palms are being set on fire. Let it burn. Let it burn. Some of you have gift of sight. Right now, your eyeballs will begin to eat you and burn. Right now, you'll find yourself scrubbing so hard. Help the sister so she doesn't injure herself. The Lord bring you into places of advantage. Heights in the spirit. Sharpen prophetic vistas. You are mighty on your t- Please help her so she doesn't injure herself. I'm not so charged because I don't want people injured. But the impartations can go on. You are mighty on your throne. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You are mighty on your throne. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign, you reign, you reign. Some of you will enter into levels of encounters that you have never known before. Encounters, encounters. You reign, you reign, you reign. Just 2 more minutes, just 2 more minutes. Just 2 more minutes to fully embody that which God is doing tonight. Just 2 more minutes. Grab the hand of your neighbor. Grab the hand of your neighbor. That it sinks, that's the cry tonight. In 2 minutes, in 2 minutes. We discharge you instantly in 2 minutes, in 2 minutes. That tonight's encounters will sink, that it will sink, that it will sink. We are Just 1 more minute. Parikosa pata kumate ate. Peleketa, peleketa, peleketa poasia. Pakata pata pata kumata parazas. It sinks, it sinks. Evo sana kolamanteas. Paketeman sabaradas. Iapate. Ikena kande. Opa sata motali basayas.
Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Now, I want you to give me 3 minutes because there are some key announcements we need to pass. One of the technologies in God to trap the fruit of encounters is to raise altars. That's what I was teaching on Tuesday. Encounters and altars. Every time you meet God, it is essential that you go home and build an altar. And what I taught as altar building technology is that you must begin to labor in sacrifice. So, some of you sleep for 6 hours. What you do tonight is that you dedicate one of your hours of sleep to raise an altar so that the altar houses the encounter of tonight. As long as the altar is still releasing incense, the encounter will be speaking. That's how to live. It is so that after a while, a man becomes a wasting man because there are too many altars. He spoke about Facebook. You will bring altars into Facebook time. That's how you live. Every time a man meets God in the Old Testament, they raise an altar. They raise an altar. So that even when they are long gone, when their children come, if they stumble into those places, the encounters can be reborn. I'm not asking you to give anything tonight. I'm asking to give, that you should give up some bit of convenience. I know you used to wake up at 7. And it is in brushing that you tongue into the day. You might have to wake up tomorrow. It might be just 30 minutes. 30 minutes to permanently, for your whole lifetime, mark tonight's encounter. That what happened on the 31st of January is curated in between 6:30 and 7 a.m. As long as you keep that time, the spirit of tonight will keep speaking. For some, it's not an altar of prayer. For others, it's an altar of worship. For other people, somebody is saying, today is Friday, 31st of January. So, a Friday fast will be used to commemorate tonight. I will mark tonight with a Friday fast. And as long as you fast, for the rest of your life, you will discover that there are certain realities that came down tonight that will be ever abiding. When we come tomorrow, I will share some of those stories. Because I met the Lord 16 years ago. And he said that the scripture can be cut into like you wrote it. And he told me to gift him my breakfast. After 3 months, he said, gift me your lunch. And for over 15 years, 8 months, I was condemned to only one meal per day. And then he came after 15 years and says, if you wake up from sleep and you open scriptures, you'll be caught into it. I didn't prepare for tonight's. That sermon I gave, I didn't prepare. It was on my seat as my covenant brother was rounding up that scripture jumped into my spirit. And when I opened it was when the scripture began to speak. What he spoke was what I said. Don't be fake. Be intentional. You have gone for many meetings. Let this one actually be the one that will bring you into your place. Tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning, we come up with 30 minutes of unbroken prayers and tongues. And then we come for like the first 1 hour to prepare the ground. There will be teachings. Opening the session tomorrow will be my brother, Pastor Samuel Adesu. So make sure you are around tomorrow. All of us are different on this whole line. Everybody is different. What everyone carries is different. And why God is bringing us together and we're creating those little pockets of ministration is because without all of us, the flavor that God wants to release in this territory will not be complete. Apostle Mike is my brother. I'm not like him. That night he called me. I can't remember where I was ministering. He said, somebody just called from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and said, I want somebody on priesthood and territorial intercession. He said, all I just told him was I have a brother in the Ogbomoso. So he sent him a couple of messages. And that young man came and harvested all our messages from about 2015.
That day I learned a new lesson. I trust God that Pastor Judah will be in the house on Sunday night. Will you come? We'll be around. So you will hear from Pastor Judah. They're all totally different. Different energies. So be here early tomorrow. I will be ministering briefly. Pastor Sam will be ministering briefly. And Apostle Mike will also be around very early. If you come late tomorrow, we'll be more tomorrow. You'll be more tomorrow. So that we don't have to put seats outside and all of that. Make sure you are here early. Two, we have a lot of brethren that are from outside town. This is the first conference that we are having accommodation issues. I heard that people traveled from Abar. I've seen people from Akure. Now we have Mina. I know quite a lot came from Ilorin. And I know that a lot of them don't have places to stay. Lautek, can we help to host these people? Because we have an extra bed in our house too now. There's only one bed you can't sleep on in our house. But we have an extra bed. So I want you to, if you are here and you have some bit of convenience in your room, I want you, immediately we finish, you can do it in split seconds. Please just come to this room. You can help host one person or the other. See, there's no sort of prediction here. Who will carry